Workbook, Unit 4, page 35, exercises 3 and 4.
I'm reading a fascinating book about dolphins. You'd never believe how similar dolphins are to humans.
They are very intelligent, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, some scientists think they are more intelligent than humans. But it isn't just their intelligence which makes them similar to us. It's their social behaviour too.
Is that what the book's about? The way dolphins get along with each other?
Yes. It's all about the complex societies they form, how they treat each other and share their lives.
So what does it say about dolphin societies?
Well, they live in family groups like we do. A group can have 2 to 40 dolphins, but they don't just stay with that group. They socialise with other groups and form friendships and alliances, just like us.
So they have a circle of friends outside their families. I imagine a dolphin never feels left out.
And when they meet other dolphins, they touch fins as if they were doing a kind of handshake.
Really?
Yes. They've also got names that they whistle to identify themselves. Other dolphins can repeat these names, and scientists have found that they can remember these names for up to 10 years.
Wow. So if a dolphin got separated from its best friend, it would still remember its name 10 years later?
That's right. Just like us. You'd remember me if we were separated for 10 years, wouldn't you?
Yes, I suppose I would.
And dolphins are very considerate to each other. If a dolphin is in danger, it can whistle a distress signal and other dolphins will come to help.
This book sounds really interesting. Have you nearly finished it?
Yes. As soon as I finish it, I'll give it to you to read.